Biden has said creating clean energy jobs is a top priority. There is no estimate on how long the review could take, agency spokeswoman Melissa Schwartz said. Even a short-lived suspension on leasing will quickly affect companies, tying their hands as they seek to make drilling plans for coming years, said Eric Melito of the National Ocean Industries Association, which represents oil companies operating offshore. We will begin seeing companies starting to make decisions that will shift investments and jobs out of the U.S., Melito said. The longer a suspension goes, he added, the more susceptible the administration will be to legal challenge. Democrats, environmentalists, and left-leaning policy groups said the leasing program has remained unchanged for decades and needed to be reformed in the face of climate change. The oil and gas leasing program is broken, plain and simple, said Jenny Rowland with the Center for American Progress, a liberal Washington-based policy group that has been supportive of Biden's agenda.
Thank you for joining us for this week's readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American Sunday Business and Oil sections. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org. Welcome to this week's reading of the Midland Reporter Telegram and the Odessa American Sunday Lifestyle sections, read by volunteers and staff. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Hello, this is Kay reading the Odessa American for Sunday, March 7th, 2021, Life and Times. Ready to burn rubber. Photos by Eli Hartman, Odessa American. Midland native Cody Baker performs a burnout to warm his tires for a race in the Bounty Hunters No Prep Series season opener Friday night at Pinwell Knights Raceway at Caprock's Motorplex. Big tire driver Steve Wiley of Fredericksburg, Texas, walks the quarter mile before the start of the Bounty Hunters No Prep Series season opener Friday night at Pinwell Knights Raceway at Caprock's Motorplex. Eric Wilson pushes his daughter Hayden, 9, to the staging area in her junior dragster before the start of junior races at the Bounty Hunters No Prep Series season opener Friday night at Pinwell Knights Raceway at Caprock's Motorplex. From left, Holly Constant, Chris Bras, driver James Mosher, and Steve Bras work on Mosher's car before the start of races at the Pinwell Knights Raceway at Caprock's Motorplex Friday night in Pinwell. Drivers David Gates Jr. and Terry Thompson leave the starting line in the first round of small tire races during the Bounty Hunters No Prep Series season opener Friday night at Pinwell Knights Raceway at Caprock's Motorplex. Master Gardeners, drought-tolerant perennial sports sweetly scented flowers by Debbie Rowland and Emmy Ohmschneider, Master Gardeners. Bouncing Bet, Saponaria officinalis, also known as soapwort and wild sweet William, is well adapted to Texas. It is tough and will tolerate a variety of growing conditions, is drought tolerant, makes a dense ground cover, and the flowers are showy. Deer will not eat it. The name, because I know you were wondering, originated in England where barmaids, who were sometimes referred to as bets, cleaned bottles by putting a sprig of this plant and filling them with water. They then shook them to get them clean. Thus the term bouncing beds. Bouncing bet contains saponin in the leaves and the roots. Saponin can be poisonous in large quantities when ingested, causing vomiting and diarrhea. Adding water to saponin creates a lather. The early settlers boiled the roots and leaves, producing a soap. It grows to a height of 28 inches and has pink, sometimes white, sweetly scented flowers. The five petals form a 1-inch flower, which are arranged in dense clusters. The fragrant smell attracts moths, butterflies, and birds. The smell is said to resemble the scent of clover and bouquets. This perennial can be direct sown on the surface in fall or spring. Spacing of seeds depends on the variety and the mature height of the plant. Check your seed packet for directions on that. The plants can be thinned as soon as the first true leaves appear. Removing spent blooms stimulates reblooming, keeps the plant from getting leggy, and makes for a more compact, pretty plant. The plant can be mowed to the ground in the fall. Bouncing Bet is resistant to insects and diseases and will grow in either wet or dry conditions. For more information, call the AgriLife office at 498-4071 in Odessa or at 686-4700 in Midland, or visit aggie-horticulture.tamu.edu or westtexasgardening.org. Texas Master Gardeners. We are an educational service organization of volunteers trained by Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service. Visit westtexasgardening.org. Post-freeze garden maintenance by Jeanette Castagnon. Here are a few tips from Aggie Horticulture on how to help your plants after the freeze. Evergreen woody shrubs. Wait until they start to resprout from the existing stems or the ground, then cut away dead and leave what is alive and growing. Split stems will be dead. There will most likely be no blooms this year, and all old foliage will most likely fall off. Many of these plants are from the milder parts of southeastern Asia and simply aren't used to 0 degrees. Most broadleaf evergreens prefer milder climates, while narrow-leafed evergreens and deciduous plants are more adapted to colder climates. Perennials. Cut away the dead mush. Try to wait until April 1st and wait till mid-spring to see what comes up. Many perennials are cold-hardy, but many we grow in the south are more tender and tropical and may not make it when the ground freezes. Roses. Many roses in Texas and the south have taken a severe hit and will have varying degrees of freeze damage. At first glance, it appears that many will freeze back to and resprout from the snow line. Hybrid teas, grandifloras, floribundas, polyanthus, and the modern shrub roses like knockouts and drifts are considered cold hardy, while uniquely southern roses like teas, chinas, noisettes, banksias, etc. will have suffered the most damage. Once you see which stems brown slash dead and which stems are green and resprouting, cut them back with loppers or hand pruners and sprinkle a bit of lawn fertilizer, and they should look nice again by fall. For more information, call the AgriLife office at 498-4071 in Odessa or at 686-4700 in Midland. Email Jeanette.Castagnon at ag.tamu.edu. That's spelled Jeanette.Castagnon at ag.tamu.edu. Or visit aggie-horticulture.tamu.edu or westtexasgardening.org. Gardening. Jeanette Castagnon. Castagnon is a horticulturist with Texas AgriLife Extension Service. She can be reached at 686-4700 or by email at jeanette.castagnon@ag.tamu.edu. Pets of the Week. Photos courtesy of Odessa Humane Society and Eli Hartman, Odessa American. Mulan, a 2-year-old female Akita mix, needs to be adopted into a good home. Gunner, a 1 to 2-year-old shepherd mix, needs to be adopted into a good home. Hulu, a cream brown adult female Siamese, and Jessa, a white adult female, need to be adopted into a good home. Tex, a 4-month-old male kitten, needs to be adopted into a good home. To adopt Mulan, Gunner, Hulu, Jessa, or Tex, or any of the other pets at the Humane Society of Odessa, stop by 7012 Mockingbird Lane. Call 381-5503. Visit www.odessahumanesociety.org or leave a message at facebook.com/Humane Society of Odessa/. The Humane Society of Odessa is a no-kill pet adoption shelter, and all their pets require spay-neuter contract along with an adoption application. Adoption fees for pets start at $50. Hello, this is Kay reading the Odessa American for Sunday, February 14th, 2021. Life and Times. Dream Job. Above, Milan Elementary School's librarian Jennifer Marks stands for a portrait recently in the school library. Marks was recently appointed to the Texas Bluebonnet Award Programming Committee. The committee is a 3-year commitment. Below, Marks speaks with Odessa American reporter Ruth Campbell recently in the school library. Photos by Jacob Ford, Odessa American. Master Gardeners. Passion Flower is a vine with color, appeal, and history. By Debbie Rowland, Master Gardener. When you see a passion flower, Passiflora spp, it seems to be a very delicate vine with tropical flowers. While that is true, it is also a hardy plant that grows well. Early Spanish explorers named this vine for the religious significance they found in the elaborate and gorgeous flower. Texas has several species of native passion flowers, most common in the eastern third of Texas. All of them share the intricate flower with its distinctive structure. Although the native passion flowers are generally well-mannered, there is a naturalized Asian variety that can be invasive in certain habitats. Native passion flowers have a 3-lobed leaf. The Asian variety has a 5-lobed leaf. Indigenous people ate the fruit and used the roots and leaves medicinally as a tonic or poultice for cuts and inflammation and nerves. There are many varieties of passion flower, and they can be purple, blue, red, white, or pink. The vine grows rapidly in full sun or partial shade. A trellis or support is required since it can grow up to 30 feet tall and 3 feet to 6 feet wide. When planting, add compost to the planting hole to provide nutrients. Mulching will help retain moisture. Water once or twice a week throughout the growing season if there is no rain. Apply an all-purpose fertilizer in early spring with equal parts of nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. Repeat every 4 weeks. This vine is very low maintenance. No deadheading is needed, but you may want to prune to keep the vine from taking over anything else growing close by, because it attaches itself to anything it comes in contact with. After the first freeze, the plant goes dormant and will die back. Prune to 6 inches from the ground and remove all dead vines, because this plant flowers on new growth. In a backyard habitat, Passion flower provides nectar for pollinating insects and food for birds. It also a larval host for several butterfly species, including one of my favorites, a Gulf fritillary. So if you want a vine with color, appeal, and history, this is the plant for you. For more information, call the AgriLife office at 498-4071 in Odessa or 686-4700 in Midland. Email Jeanette.Castagnon, that's Jeanette dot Castagnon, at ag.tamu.edu, or visit aggie-horticulture.tamu.edu or westtexasgardening.org. Texas Master Gardeners, we are an educational service organization of volunteers trained by Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service. Visit westtexasgardening.org. Spring garden prep should begin soon. We have had hints of warmer weather. This means the season change will be here soon. It is important to begin your spring garden prep now. Start getting ready for the spring hustle by making sure garden equipment is clean, hoses are in good repair, and other equipment is in good condition. Perennials like American Beautyberry and Texas Lantana can be cut down to the ground and all of the old wood removed as they completely regrow every year. How you prune depends on your plant. Spring bloomers should only be pruned after they bloom. Study up on the plant's proper care. Some trees and shrubs require almost no pruning whatsoever or even are averse to it. However, sometimes even the staunchest native may need a bit of a cleanup to remove dead wood, limbs too low to the ground, or branches overhanging a building. Just about any potted perennial can be planted at this time. Summer and fall blooming perennial flowers can be transplanted and divided in anticipation of spring growth. Crepe myrtles. People are still pruning these trees, so let us just tell you, do not be an offender. Do not commit crepe murder. Lopping off your tree does not increase the quantity of blooms, and the weak one-year-old wood cannot even withstand the weight of its own flowers. Leave the tree alone. All it needs is for diseased or dead wood to be cut off, as well as suckers to be removed from the base. Ornamental grass. Prune around this time. All a native grass needs is a good fluffing. Take some good leather gloves and make upward raking motions with open hands. This removes dead matter while maintaining the plant itself. For more information, call the AgriLife office at 498-4071 in Odessa or at 686-4700 in Midland. Email Jeanette.Castagnon at ag.tamu.edu or visit aggie-horticulture.tamu.edu or westtexasgardening.org. Castagnon is a horticulturist with Texas AgriLife Extension Service. She can be reached at 686-4700 or by email at Jeanette.Castagnon, Jeanette.Castagnon, at ag.tamu.edu. Gardening, Jeanette Castagnon.
Odessa American, Wednesday, March 3rd, 2021. Freezer Section Fun, How to Do Chicken and Waffles, by Brenda Garcia, MSRD, United Supermarkets Lifestyle Desk. Not only is March National Nutrition Month, but it is also National Frozen Foods Month. The freezer section can be a great place if you know how to use it. First, a little trivia. Did you know that the process for freezing was first conceptualized by Clarence Birdseye in 1924? So in reality, we haven't been practicing freezing things for very long. That being said, we most certainly have come a long way with the fun products that are on the shelf. The freezer section has become a staple for so many families and trendy products. So let's talk about the things we love stocking up our freezer with. 1. Plain vegetables. Our tip is to make sure it says only that singular ingredient. That way you can control how you want to use it, be it a side dish or in a recipe. This way it lets you have the creative freedom to adjust your plans, as those can change quickly. 2. Tommy's vegetables. With a reasonable amount of added sodium, these pack a flavor punch to your place and are ready in the microwave in 4 minutes to help you get dinner out in a pinch. 3. Plain fruit. Frozen fruit makes an excellent snack, topper for ice cream, addition to a smoothie, made into a sauce to be poured over French toast, and the ideas are endless. Make sure there is no added sugar in the package, since fruit is naturally sweet. 4. True Foo White and Dark Chocolate Raspberries. A delicious and indulgent treat for any chocolate and fruit lovers out there. You get the sweetness from the white chocolate that pairs nicely with the lighter, bitter dark chocolate notes. 5. Silver Heels Frozen Bread. Sprouted bread has been getting some attention for a while now, and for good reason. Some claim it's easier on their digestive tract to digest. We're also here to say it's just really good. 6. Kodiak Cakes Buttermilk Waffles. This is a freezer staple of ours because you can make them sweet or savory as true waffles or into a waffle breakfast sandwich. The options are endless. Organics Egg White Kale Sausage Breakfast Bowl. With 23 grams of protein, these bowls can pack a serious mealtime punch. Add a slice of bread on the side if that's your thing to round out this breakfast to keep you fueled all morning. 8. Fresh Frozen Fish. High in protein and low in total and saturated fat, we recommend striving for getting 2 servings of fish a week. There can be some great sales here compared to the seafood counter, so keep an eye out. Opt for the plain versions, that way you can control the added ingredients and make your freezer more versatile. 9. Frozen spices. The garlic and basil cubes are our favorite because they pack in so much flavor into a tiny cube without the fuss of taking the time to chop the fresh version. 10. Cauliflower pizza crust. Simple ingredients with a flavor that returns. This crust gives a great base for you to add any leftovers or intentional pizza toppings to your pizza night. Here's a great way to use some frozen foods to make a simple meal. Chicken and waffles. Add a side of vegetables and some fruit and dinner is served. Chicken and waffles. Ingredients. 2 frozen waffles. 2 pieces frozen cauliflower chicken, 5 pickle slices, 2 teaspoons honey, 1 green onion chopped. Instructions: 1. cook chicken according to package directions. 2. Cook waffle according to package directions. 3. Place chicken, pickles, honey, and green onions on top of waffles. This is Connie reading the Odessa American for Wednesday, March 10th, 2021. Maximize Your Health and the Flavor by Nutrition Team, United Supermarkets Lifestyle Desk. Since 1980, the month of March has been dedicated to both the celebration of the dietetics profession as well as to the sharing of nutrition education with the general public. It is during this month-long celebration that the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics, along with this members, get the opportunity to share their mission of promoting optimal nutrition and well-being for everyone a little louder than they might normally. This year, everyone is invited to learn and develop healthy eating habits through the personalized Your Plate theme. The year's National Nutrition Month theme, Personalized Your Plate, is all about individualization. Everyone has unique backgrounds, health goals, and tastes. Therefore, there can be no one-size-fits-all approach to nutrition and wellness. As you build your personalized plate, here are some tips on making the most of your meals. You can try adding a variety of nourishing foods to your diet. While building your plate, keep in mind to add variety in the food groups you include. Whether you follow a specific diet or not, you want to make sure your plate is an assortment of healthful food. Try planning your meals. As you're thinking of how to build your plate, why not plan ahead? Planning your meals for the week helps save time and stress. Simply choose your recipes for the week, make a list for the ingredients you need, and shop online or in store. Then you're all set for your week. Our favorite dietitian tip here, to plan for a freezer night. Sometimes there are instances that we can't foresee, so having a few ingredients on hand that can come together easily while maintaining freshness is key. You should also learn to try new flavors and cooking techniques. Build your plate in a way that allows for new flavors. Don't be scared to give some new seasonings, marinades, or herbs a try. Not only will you be diversifying your meals, you might also be including some new nourishing nutrients into your everyday dishes. Also, be open to different cooking styles like grilling or broiling that can enhance your food experience. Here's a recipe that includes some great flavor, uses some freezer items, and is easy to cook. Sheet pan teriyaki beef. Ingredients: 1 pound green beans trimmed and halved, 1 package Gary's Quick Steak 100% sirloin thawed, 3 tablespoons cornstarch, 4 tablespoons sesame seed oil divided, 3 cloves garlic minced, 1/2 cup Kevin's teriyaki sauce, 1 teaspoon crushed red pepper, 1 bag frozen whole grain rice or rice cauliflower, cooked according to package directions, 1/2 cup scallions. Instructions: 1. Preheat the oven to 450 degrees Fahrenheit, convection if possible. 2. Spread the green beans out on a large rimmed baking sheet and drizzle with 2 tablespoons sesame oil. roasting the green beans for 5 minutes. 3.